This is the sound of Israeli security forces removing settlers from an illegal town called Amona. Here's the Palestinian representative to the United States, Mayan Arakat, condemning all such settlements following the UN resolution on Israeli settlement policy, a resolution that the Obama administration chose to abstain on, thereby assuring its passage.
The Israelis are trying to ignore the fact that they have been warned many times over by the Palestinians, by the United States, by the international community, that they cannot have both land and peace.
The irony here is that the Israelis are pushing ahead, building new settlements all over occupied territories. And the Israeli government may perceive a green light coming from Washington in words like this from candidate, now president, Donald Trump.
When I become president, the days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen will end on day one. We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
That's Trump speaking to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, as a candidate. Last week, the Israeli parliament approved 2,500 new homes in the West Bank, over 500 in East Jerusalem. Yesterday, 3,000 more homes were authorized by the government. Is this now also policy of the U.S. government? After decades of unsuccessfully demanding a settlement freeze by Israel or an end to settlements? Director Shimon Dotan's documentary, The Settlers, traces the history of Israeli settlements, which dates back to the country's victory over Jordan and the Arab world in the Six-Day War of 1967. The settlers have irrevocably changed the character of Israel, Dotan says, and not for the better.
Evidently, the new avalanche of building of settlements, of new housing, etc., is a result of the new president in the United States. Now, in a way, it plays into everything that is the absolute contradiction of the essence of the state of Israel. Zionism was founded as a secular enterprise with its main goal to provide safe haven to persecuted Jews. It was never designed to fulfill biblical prophecies or to hasten the arrival of the Messiah. So what we are witnessing now is a complete takeover of religious expansionist tendencies in favor of the very essence of the state of Israel.
I want you to respond to a statement from the defense ministry, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who said on Tuesday night that, quote, we are in a new era where life in Judea and Samaria, the biblical terms for the West Bank, is returning to its normal course. What does that mean, normal course? What is that about?
That has the same validity as many of the statements that are coming from this side of the ocean. And if Donald Trump became the new godfather of the settlement enterprise, it is in fact a testimony to the Israeli leaders who embraces him on to the entire settlement enterprise.
Well, in your film about the settlers and who they are, they do represent individuals who believe that they are hastening the arrival of the Messiah. There are some who believe that this is a military endeavor here. But there are also people who are just commuters who live outside of Tel Aviv that happens to be in territory, say, for instance, Ariel, on the other side of what used to be called the Green Line. What did your film attempt to show about this very diverse group of people?
Well, the 400,000 or so settlers, Israeli settlers that live in the West Bank, are divided in a very sharp way. About 20% of them are religiously, ideologically motivated, and the vast majority are there for economic housing reasons. And it's quite tragic. And the government of Israel uses in a very cynical way the lack of proper housing in Israel proper and is building thousands of new housing in the West Bank to achieve their political goals and to play into the hands of the settlers' movement.
Let's listen to the founder of the Palestinian Human Rights Organization, Raja Shahada, who is speaking in your film.
We saw trailers bringing mobile homes. By the time we came back in the afternoon, the mobile homes had been placed on the land. And I turned to the passenger, my friend who was driving with me, and I told him, you know, anything that is built so quickly can be taken away so quickly. And he said, I'm not so sure. And these words ring in my head to this day, because he was right and I was wrong.
Where in the state of Israel or Palestine is he speaking of? Can you help to explain what he's talking about?
Well, Raja Shahadeh, that was the founder of Al-Haq, the first Palestinian human rights organization, talks about the Ramallah region. And his observation is very telling. No one believed in the early phase of the settlement movement that it's going to grow and become an entity that in effect kidnapped the state of Israel. And the way that it happened is could be a lesson in history, but now we are facing a situation where it's almost irreversible.
Going way back to Camp David, and I'm old enough to remember, I remember when the settlement of Yamit in the Sinai was dismantled as part of the settlement with Egypt that gave the Sinai back to Egypt. Do you think that the U.S. consistent policy opposing settlements constrained Israel during this period of time, and that once that constraint is gone, the two-state solution is dead?
I don't think that the two-state solution is dead. For the mere fact that there is no other way. We can take for the next year, for the next decade, those alternatives that we are witnessing now. But on the long term, you have a population of 2.8 million Palestinians who are living in the West Bank, close to 2 million Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip, more than 1.5 million Palestinians living in Israel proper. This population is not going anywhere. And if the state of Israel wants to maintain its democracy, wants to maintain its, I say, Jewish heritage, I'm not talking about religion, it must find a way to live in peace with the Palestinian neighbors. I just mentioned, I don't know if you're aware of that, that the film The Settlers is going to be screened in New York and Los Angeles on March 3rd theatrically at Film Forum and other places. And so far, I'm getting a very strong response to the reality that the film puts forward from many American viewers, and many of them do not necessarily are or were, before they watched the film, opposed the settlement enterprise or saw it as something that is detrimental to the state of Israel. And I think that it's quite telling, because we are facing a tremendous wave of misinformation, of using religious sentiment in order to provoke a political response.
Shimon Dotan is writer and director of the film The Settlers. He's a professor of political cinema at the NYU Graduate School of Journalism. Good luck on your film, and we hope to see audiences benefit from this film over the course of the next weeks and months. Shimon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.